This podcast is brought to you by Dan Braven Sealants, worldwide leader in professional sealants. Tuesday, October 27, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. Rescue teams have freed two workers who had remained trapped underground at Harmony Gold's Target Mine near Welkom in the Free State following a fall of ground incident on Monday afternoon. Spokesperson Marion van der Walt confirmed that two employees had been rescued late on Monday. They are both being treated in hospital and are in a stable condition. Two other mine workers died in the fall of ground incident. Van der Walt said that an in loco inspection of the mine would begin on Tuesday. She noted that no mining was presently taking place in the area where the incident occurred. Nearly 130 workers have lost their lives in South Africa's mining industry so far this year. Equipment giant Caterpillar has begun notifying about 2,500 laid-off US employees that they won't return to the company. At the same time, however, the firm has started bringing back other laid-off workers at various facilities and will return others as demand for its products increases in the coming months. About 550 laid-off U.S. employees have returned or will return to work before the end of 2010, including support, management and production employees. Caterpillar is the world's largest manufacturer of construction and mining equipment and responded to the sharp downturn in demand by curtailing output levels and laying off thousands of workers. Also making headlines, the strike at Chile's Spence mine persists after talks. Gold miner Harmony says that a gold price above $1,000 an ounce is unlikely to be sustainable in the long run. Toro Energy raises $40 million Australian dollars for its Australian uranium project. And coal miner South Gobi Energy gets $500 million of financing from the China Investment Corporation. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.